This is Brian from BClarkArt.com. BClarkArt11 on Instagram. Make sure you check out the new collection, the Eye of Kratos collection. It's hot. It's red hot. It's a gritty, grimy type of art collection. As I have been through my struggles in life and continue to push myself to be a better version of me. Hopefully my art will inspire you to do the same if you so choose. My life is kind of gritty and grimy. And that's kind of why I made the Art of Kratos collection, just to capture the toughness that's needed to make it in this world and handle life's pressures and problems and issues that arise. Hope everybody's having a good Tuesday, right? Well, this is Monday. Time gone so fast, I'm skipping days. I will have my birthday next month. I'm sorry, October, so I'm still ahead another month, so kind of crazy. It's good to plan everything ahead of time. And I guess that's what I'm going to be talking about in this podcast. It's just planning everything ahead of time, whatever artistic journey you have, and things just turn out better. One reason why I haven't done an art show yet, like exclusively for me, by me, is just like, you know, I want to plan things, right? I want to plan things. I want to make sure we have, you know, the promotions ready. I want to make sure that I know what my setup is going to be for the show, and I want to make sure that everybody can, be able to support. So I want to set my price ranges from low, medium to high, and just make sure anybody who wants to support can support that has the means, and make it a good show and have a good time. So that's one of the things that I was trying to do in regards to was just get my self together before I get involved with any serious arts shows or art business or anything, and just making sure that things are straight. You know, oftentimes I try to start art shows and things like that, and it doesn't end up being a good event when you don't plan things. You know, I try to plan art events and stuff, and there was one time I planned an art event, and actually there was somebody else over it, and they changed the date at the last second, and you just don't do that because it looks shady. It's bad business. It's cheesy. It's not cool. People don't respect you as much. You know, it makes the artist look bad. It makes everybody involved look bad. It's like somebody trying to sabotage, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing. And it's like, it's so important to be on top of things. If you set a date, I don't care if it's a tornado warning that date that you set, well, you maybe postpone it for like an hour or two after that tornado. But I'm the type of person, I want to keep the show going. Because after that tornado strikes, that's terrible. I mean, we pray for the families that lost anybody, any type of tornado event. And we hope that the best for them and their families. But at the end of the day, life goes on. And that's the cold, harsh reality of life in terms of, like, just anything. It's like, if I'm on a basketball court and I've had injuries before, like I fractured my arm, you know, just because I fractured my arm doesn't mean everybody in the gym is going to stop playing basketball. Life goes on. People still play basketball. Somebody else may substitute for me, and then the game goes on. I'm just that type of person. Like, I like to be a man of my word, fulfill what I said I was going to do, and do, you know, make sure I follow through with it. Otherwise, I become this shaky figure that nobody can really trust, and nobody really takes serious. And then I'm over here throwing my hands up like, what am I doing here? So, you know, it's like right now with my art, I got a painting I'm working on. It's a rose painting, and I'm maybe painting like 30 minutes at a time every day. You know, I'm doing it daily, but it's 30 minutes at a time. It's not going to be every single day or for like hours. And I'm kind of, it's a bit, during the beginning of the month, you know, bills have to be paid. So, you know, you got to go do some work and then get back to it later. You know, it's priorities. So planning and prioritizing is probably one of the big things in terms of the art industry. You know, you got to be able to plan things so that way the whole art show goes phenomenal. You know, maybe you want to have some type of artistic entrance. You know what I'm saying? And you want to have some type of, you know, way to really make your art show unique. So, you know, that's the thing about it all is, planning will determine, I believe, you know, will determine a lot of your success. Another thing is, let's say you have a certain type of artwork that you make, it's probably good to plan for the art show that fits that specific genre. So let's say you got a lot of comic book style artwork, and it might be good to go to a Comic-Con in your area and, you know, set up at a comic book art show. You know, you're a comic book art fan, you make a lot of fan art. You know, that might sell well at that event compared to, let's say, trying to sell that same artwork at a, you know, African art show or a, say, sculpture art show, or, you know. So it really, from what I found out in terms of the best successes that I've had, is just, you know, time, location, the event, knowing like when, why, and what, and where the venue is going to be, and then what time space are you dealing with. You may have something like, I have a nice deer painting that's kind of like holiday-ish, has like a holiday theme. So if I go to an art event during the holidays, let's say it has an art show during the holiday time, that might sell better than if I had that same painting at a disco art show or something. That's a good idea, actually, a disco art show. Oh man, don't steal that idea. But I can kind of see that being a very fun thing. Get some ice skating going, some afro bell bottoms, some hippie headbands, some, what are those neckties they got, the bell bottoms. So, you know, those are things that you can do to kind of, you know, things you're gonna have to do to things that you can, you know, art show ideas. But anyways, so basically right now I'm in this process in terms of my plan and everything. It's just a process of trying to stay consistent, not losing hope, because yesterday I was kind of getting frustrated. Then I realized, like, it doesn't matter. Just keep drawing. Just keep painting. Stay consistent. Stay diligent. Don't give up. I know times are hard. I know things are difficult right now, but they'll get better. You know, good thing is I have a way to make some income for now, but I'm looking to even change vocations so I can make enough to support this artwork and everything else. And myself, too. You know, I want to have good benefits and things like that. You know, in the gig economy, you don't really have, you know, that many benefits, and a lot of times some gig companies don't pay fairly, and they don't pay what the actual cost of doing the activity is. So it's nice to, you know, you might make some money with them, some of these gig economies, but they do not after your expenses, you know, it's really tough to make it. Now, I would say a gig economy is good for an artist because you can flex your schedule. Oh, I'm taking off Saturday and Sunday, but I'm going to go ahead and work Monday through Friday. Oh, I got to take off Wednesday for this meeting or a doctor's appointment, but I'm going to go ahead and work Saturday. You know, you can switch your schedule out, take off days. If you're grumpy, you're pissed off, you can go ahead and just, you know, say, well, I'm gonna take a couple days off. You know, I'm stressed out. You know, go get my feet massaged. You know, so it's pretty cool. It's a pretty good feeling to be, you know, in the gig economy in that way. In other ways, you know, if you're looking for benefits and all that other stuff, it might not be the best thing for you. You may want to be a truck driver, but you may want to be something else. I like jobs, where I can work independently, because oftentimes I find with a lot of jobs, you know, they can really mess up your plans. You know, you can be on schedule to go, let's just say, you want to go to an art show, but then somebody puts you on the schedule, and you know, then you have to go to work instead. You know, so it's so important to, you know, when you're doing your art thing, the last thing you want to worry about is drama at the workplace. It, once again, it messes up.